Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes you see some growing stalks and she hid them under them. So that's what she did. And she let the men down from her house, and they had a scarlet rope or ribbon, and they told her that they would not harm her if she would not tell on them. They would do the favor likewise. And so therefore the men did escape. She let them down with a scarlet rope, and they told her that they would not, they would tell like the army not to attack her, whoever, to put the scarlet rope in their window so they would know that that's where the place is, that they should not attack, and she should go and get her family, her mother and father, sisters and brothers, and they are to stay into that house until their attack is over with. Well, that's what is pretty much in Joshua 2. Now, let's start reading Joshua 3 so that I need as much time as I possibly can, because I would like to read all of it. So, sheep, I want you to also, I normally read to you a paragraph or a few words from another verse that I'd like for you all to know or read about. So let me turn somewhere. I don't know where my father would send me. And try to read that. Let's see. I am in Job. And then answered Bildad the Shiite and said, how long will it be ere you make an end of the words, mark and affection? Afterwards we will speak. Therefore we are counted as beasts and reputed vile in your sight. He hears himself in his anger. Thus the earth be forsaken, that means abandoned or left for you, and shall the rock be removed out of this place. Now I have written you Chapter 18 of Job, verses 1 through 4. And I hope you should get an understanding from the reading of my Father in Heaven's words. Now, I want you all to turn to Joshua chapter 3. I read chapter 2 to you all in your hearing last week. And today I'm going to start in Joshua 3. Although I read as much as to Joshua 3 and 11, that's where I am to pick up today. But I will start off at Joshua chapter 1 and read as much as I can until it's time for me to go off. Let's start reading. Have you found Joshua? It's in the Old Testament. It's spelled J-A-S-J-O-S-H-U-A. Satan is trying to bother me. And for those who are bereaved in my family, my cousins on my dad's side, I am hurting for you too. You're not that much older than I, just 10 years or so. But nonetheless, I am praying for you and your family. I know this is a hard time, because it's a hard time for me. And I wasn't around you that much. You were in another state. But nonetheless, I am thinking of you. I know that you've made your transition. You've gone on to heaven. And I believe that's where you are. And we will probably meet again someday soon. Well, I hope not soon. I want to be here when our Father comes back. And he is coming back. For those who do not love the Lord, let me say to you, there is only one way you can get to heaven. You must believe in God. I want you to turn to St. John chapter 14. Believe in and read verse 1, maybe 1 to 3. Believe in, if you believe in God, you believe in Jesus also. That's the only way you can get to heaven. I don't care who you say you are going or how you're going. If you don't love the Father, you cannot. If you don't love our brother, that is Jesus, you cannot get to heaven. Read it for yourself. I think John 14, chapter 14, the first two or three verses, and you'll find it there. Now, I want you to turn to Joshua. You have? Yes. Thank you. And let's read chapter, verse 1 of chapter 3, and read as much as we can until we have finished it. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, and he and all the children of Israel enlarged there before they passed over. Lodge means they stayed there that night, I guess. And early in the morning, they rose up and they passed over the river of Jordan. Verse 2, and it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Now, I tried to look that up, but I didn't know what 2,000 cubits was. And that's as they always will have them in sight so that they will not leave them. Or they would always be able to see where they would go. Let me see. Verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, that the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. Verse 4. Then there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may not know the way which you must go. Now, I need to read it again so that I can understand it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go. for you have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I am with Moses, so that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And thou shalt command me order the priest to bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jericho, you shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that I am the living God is in among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Havites and the Perizzite and the Gushite and the Amorite and the Jebusite. That's about seven different types of nations. Our Father in heaven, or Jesus, is going to drive out from among them. Verse 11. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man, and it shall come to pass as soon as the sole of the feet of the priest that bears the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the water that come down from above, and they shall stand upon the heap. The heap is like the ruins of something, like a city that has been ruined. But for example, a heap is like something that's been destroyed, possibly. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they went before the ark, were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks, in the time of at the time of harvest. Verse 16. Now that the waters which come down from above stood and rose up upon the heap far away from the city Adam that is beside Zaratan. Zaratan is spelled Zaretan. And those that came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, fell in, were cut off. Children, don't you remember? That's the second sea that has slowed or parted its ways and let the children of Israel cross. You're correct. The salt sea was the first sea that Moses had crossed over. And now he's getting ready to cross over Jericho. So I want you to remember that. There were two seas that the children of Israel has had to cross, and the Red Sea was the first one, and Jericho is the second one. You know that? Because I told you that I have just read it to you. The South Sea failed and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. I'm about to end with chapter 3. I didn't know chapter 3 had 17 verses, but let me start verse 17, and then I'm going to go into reading chapter 4. Verse 17, and the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. See, in the middle of Jordan, they stood on dry ground of the sea, the Jordan Sea. And all the Israelites, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. So let me say this. It was the Red Sea and the Jordan. Those are the two seas that they have passed over. And when I say they, I'm talking about the children of Israel. And of course, you know that I think that we are the children of Israel, because I looked it up. I found that the DNA unearthed an astounding secret that the children of who say they are the children of Israel, they are not. They are Khazars. That's spelled Khazars. Look up their DNA on the internet, and it says that they are not. But in Africa, they did find a tribe called the Lemba, L-E-M-B-A. Look that up too, and you'll find that they are akin to Jacob. I don't know how they know that, but this is what they report. So, and now I'm telling you, because I want you to know as much as I know. So let's go into chapter 4. You know that in chapter 3, you know that they went into a town and they lodged at Rahab's place. And some spies told the king of Jericho that the men were there to search out the place, and he told them where the men where they were at Rahab's house, and she hid them up on her roof underneath some, I forget what they were called. Let me turn back. Maybe I don't know what it says. Well, I'm taking up too much time. Nevertheless, she hid them in her house under some flax, stalks of flax. And she let them down with a scarlet rope. And scarlet means red. And she was tying that red rope that she let those men down, and she told them to go into the forest and stay there for 3 days. And then when they, after 3 days, those men that were looking for them would return back to the camp where they, in Jericho. So I want you all to know that much. Now, let's read chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean past over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe, a man, and command you them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. So the men were to go back to the Jordan and pick up 12 stones. Each man was to pick up a stone, and that would equal 12 stones. And then the place that they lodged that night, they were to leave those stones there. Verse 4, then Joshua called 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe, a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark. Let me start reading verse 5 again. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, carrying according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. This may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in times to come, saying, what mean you by these stones? Then shall you answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Hold on one moment. I'm very sorry about this. I'll be back after I answer my door. You know that I'm doing my show. Excuse me, sheep. I am back. Let me see. I forget where I was. You know, I do that sometimes, most of the time anyways. I'm going to start at verse 4. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe, a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of your Lord God unto the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribe of the children of Israel. Verse 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their father in time to come, saying, what mean you by these stones? Then you shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, which is passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. I wonder if those stones are still there. Verse 8, and the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded. And God that commanded means ordered. And took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. So that's the place where they lodged, their state for a night. I guess they say the night before they went on to another place. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood. And they are there unto this day. Wow. So they're there unto this day. And when our Father comes back, he may not put us in that land, because that land, they're about to start warring over there. And I hope Israel, not Israel, but Iran, because of Nasser, President Nasser, or whatever they call their president, he stood up for us black folks in that. He told us, I was a teenager when he said this. We just had a old raggedy TV, but he stood up and he said, excuse me, he said those people were black. And now they're coming back white. So I thought he was telling a tale, but he was not. He was actually telling us the truth. I don't know if they killed President Nasser. And when I said they, I'm talking about the people that put us in bondage, and that was in slavery. Now think about it, sheep. I don't not tell you a lie. TBS probably does not have that tape anymore. They probably got rid of it because he didn't want him to tell the truth. They would tell lies to you. And that's why the Bible, our father told me to read the Bible unto the people. So I'm trying to read as much as I can. Hopefully you will understand it and read over it again for yourself. I'm in verse 10. And the priest which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak unto the children according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. Hasted, that means to hurry up and pass over. And it came to pass, when the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 men prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plain of Jericho. On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses, and all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of the Jordan, in the soul of the priests, feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of the Jordan turned unto their place and flowed over all its banks as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month. Now, with the Jewish calendar, I do not know when is the first month, so I cannot tell you, sheep, that I should have looked it up, but I did not. I want you all to go back over it and read it for yourself and get a better understanding of what I may offer to you. Verse 19, and the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and camped in Gilgal. That's spelled G-I-L-G-A-L, in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. S-G-I-L-G-A-L. Pitch means he took those 12 stones to Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then you you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over the Jordan on dry land. So let me read verse 22. I only got 4 minutes left. Hopefully I'll read it all. You shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. Verse 23. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea. Remember, two seas, the Red Sea and the Jordan, were dried up so that the children of Israel could pass over, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over. Verse 24, the last verse of this chapter, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, it really is, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. And that is the reading of Joshua 4. I want you sheep for the next lesson to read Joshua chapter 5 as well as Joshua chapter 6 and read as much of it as you can. I'm going to say a quick prayer for you all and then closing prayer and then say some other things. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection all day and night from the evil one. And if your listeners or your sheep doesn't know who the evil ones are, they are Satan and his saints. Satan goes by different names, goes by the devil, Satan, Lucifer. He goes by the different names. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to have this program this day and bless us all. In Yah's name, thank you. Amen. I say amen. Now, sheep, I want you to remember in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. Then the other thing, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what she says she can do for me. I thank you for listening to my program. You could have been doing something else, but you were not. You were listening to my program. Listen, I want you to go and pick up this album from or this song from Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. High and lifted above.
Father,
high and lifted
up. Help your children.
Don't
let them fall.
If you read
by the side of the road,
chapter 28. All this stuff.
Jesus,
if you're passing your mouth, I'm telling you,
to love one another.
You can always go back to that program.
That heaven might find.
Maybe you'll learn. You'll be smarter than
the others. In their hearts.
Jesus, I thank you.
He won't down.
Well,
and I know he we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he loves and is with.